Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. Looks like they bring you back to the time of the Berlin Wall.
The wind of change.
Down to Gorky Park. Listening to the winds of change. This is the Scorpions. That's awesome.
Yeah,
you're listening to them on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM. And you listen to us on Devil Radio app. You can get that anywhere. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, and this song always reminds me of the Berlin Wall.
Yeah, well, the CIA apparently was the one that like helped plant it to make it a Euro pop hit at the time. Did you know that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a
Happened for them.
No, it's never happened before. First time they ever did anything like that. There's a whole podcast series on the how this song was used to kind of help spark revolution throughout.
It's a decent song.
Yeah.
It became an anthem in Europe. It's definitely an anthem, and you can really make that happen. I can see that.
It's pretty wild. Listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. That is the fun fact. What is your fun fact, Brian?
My other fun fact is that the Scorpions, when they're on tour, they like to knit.
Oh, nice.
I believe he phrased it as the most likely to crochet. There's some bands like Weezer goes on tour and they play role playing games rather than actually like drink and get crazy. Depends.
Yeah.
Anyway, wind of change, everybody. Wind of change. And that's what we're not going to have here in Wisconsin. no matter what. We've already talked about today the gaslighting cocktail we need that is. Robin Voss telling you that whatever you're seeing doesn't really happen.
And there's nothing that he can do to address
nothing
it.
Nothing that
either.
We can do. And that
not only Governor is there Evers, not a problem that the
Governor Evers has never asked him to help either.
Right, right. Yes. Somehow. So we're being gaslit. And it's also a windy day. Remember, wind advisory, gusts up to 65 miles an hour.
The winds
expected
of change.
Today. Yeah, winds of change. I told you I had a couple different meetings when I.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And
speaking of change, Governor Evers is now officially submitting his maps of least change, which is actually just to differentiate from the. Republican maps of little change, less than least change.
Yes, today was the deadline.
Infinitesimal change.
Today was the deadline that the Wisconsin Supreme Court put out for maps to be submitted for the case that they are going to hear next month. And Governor Evers, as he announced last Friday, his administration has put forward a version of the maps that they refer to as maps of least change.
Is actually more change than the Republican maps.
Right. So he's trying to go off of the policy that the Supreme Court, or at least Brian Hagedorn, is the one that's kind of... putting out there that there needs to be least change. It'll be interesting to see what Hagedorn thinks of the different maps that are submitted to the court. Because really, as we said, this whole issue is going to come down to that one guy. It's an audience of one, and that's who it's for. Brian Hagedorn. So Governor Evers has followed through that the last ride
Brian
has
promised. Hagedorn wrestling with his conscience.
Yep.
The whole state is up for grabs for it.
Exactly. So, and not only the whole state for the next decade, Brian. Like, these are maps that we're going to have to put up with for a decade. So, that is what the governor has submitted. Just a quick thing that I wanted to point out from the piece over at the State Journal. By applying the average of the 6 statewide elections since 2016, Evers' maps would elect 44 Democrats and 55 Republicans in the Assembly and 13 Democrats and 20 Republicans in the Senate. In Congress, Republicans would win 5 seats to Democrats 3, according to Evers' office. So slightly better than the currently 61-38 majority that Republicans hold in the Assembly and the 21-12 majority they hold in the state Senate. That would be pretty much a wash and the same outcome that we currently have with our gerrymandered maps in regard to congressional districts.
So kind of like lower sodium soup.
Yeah.
Still going to be bad for you.
Yeah.
Just less sodium.
Less, yeah. Like the diet soda of redistricting maps, apparently.
Diet soda. I don't even know if it's diet soda. I think it's maybe just we use real sugar instead of corn syrup. Like, that's the difference.
The Pepsi from the 80s? Yeah, the old Pepsi, the retro Pepsi or whatever they refer to it as.
We use real cane sugar this time.
Yeah,
instead of that...
high fructose corn syrup.
Corn syrup. By the way, corn isn't everything.
Corn isn't
So I hope
everything.
You're not allergic.
Yeah, that would really suck.
You're probably touching corn right now in some way, shape, or form, or something is happening. because of corn. Oh my goodness, you're being attacked, young man.
I'm looking. I was like, what could possibly be corn around me? But yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Probably.
Fair enough.
There's
probably
a corn product of some sort.
Who knows?
Nearby.
Yeah.
Within arm's distance of most of you.
Yeah. So this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. You can give us a call, 844-967-2789.
Last note on the gerrymandering before we move on to Josh Call, because there's so many freaking things that are overwhelmingly large to deal with. The saddest thing about all the gerrymandering is that the only reason it works is because nobody changes their votes.
Yeah. The fact
so few people actually think about the other side to possibly vote for, that gerrymandering works almost every time.
Yeah, well, and I think that gets into not only just the geographical place of where these maps are outlined and how they do it with pinpoint precision in some regards when it comes to Republicans drawing these maps, but it also has to do with media diets. But the nice thing is, Brian, we offer this great program right here to help change the talk radio media diet out there, because there's no other radio station doing a show like ours or any of the other programming that Devil Radio puts out here on these great airwaves.
And if you like it, folks, tell a friend.
Tell a friend, yeah.
We don't have tote bags because we know it's just going to end up in a closet somewhere with pencils in it and maybe some drawings you started a little bit ago and thought you were going to make into an art situation, but then you just kind of did a couple, half of them, and you were like, maybe I'll finish them later. And by the time you got back to them, you were like, oh, man, I don't even remember what I was doing.
What a great tangent.
Is that too specific? The details escaped me.
That was super specific. But you can follow this great show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. You can also follow the station at Devil Radio 927. Stay up to date with everything that we're doing here on the station. And you can give us a call, 844-967-2789. You could be like Mark from the SAC giving us a call. Mark, how are you doing today?
They're calling diet soda now zero sugar, apparently, now is what the
Oh, that's different. There's no diet. Diet actually has like some sort of magical sugar substitute, or zero sugar is a different thing. Like seriously, zero is separate from diet. Someone else can call in and school me on the specifics of it, but I know that there's a difference.
But I mean, you use the term MF-er, and maybe we should use the dead word term of SS-er for Robin Voss and his cadre of idiots, because how many times did Evers ask for a special session for them to address this, to address the COVID issue?
My guess is at least
Voss
three, and I think it's over there.
Liar.
Yes.
Robin Voss is just an out-and-out liar, and the media just needs to call him out on it. Just say, "You sir, you are lying," because there was no massive voter fraud in Wisconsin, and he should be called to account for not admitting that, because he is just an out-and-out liar. I mean, every time they see him on the street, somebody runs into a restaurant, sees him out, you know, creeping around on the street, you know, that they say, "You're just a liar. You're a lying piece of crap." Because I know when I went to vote this past time, I went there with my birth certificate and my a bill and my Social Security card and my driver's license, because I knew my signature was not going to match because of the neuropathy in my hands.
Yep.
And the village clerk said, "Okay, I know," because she knows me, and she says, "I know you anyway, but so I came here with this stuff. Okay, let him accuse me of voter fraud." And I should say, I know it wasn't voter fraud. I wasn't voting fraudulently. And you accuse me of that. I should be able to punch you in the nose as hard as I can on public TV and watch you cry when I get done punching you in the nose as hard as I can. As awesome as
would be in the story or the movie of that situation, I don't know that would be advisable, I would say.
Yes.
But
Dueling Tangents
say,
does not advise violence. Sorry, Mark. We're not going to get behind you on that one.
But I will say this. For example, Becky Clayfish is calling for more Republicans to get involved in the election system and become clerks, right? A lot of them, I'm assuming these would be new people into the system and possibly Republican bias. That's okay. There's Democrats that do it too. Okay, that's fine. But imagine if it was somebody that wasn't used to this or hadn't done anything before, and maybe we've driven all the people who, because of all the speculation, we've driven the people who, let's say, knew Mark and know how things run. Maybe that person that Mark pointed out that, hey, I know you and I'm pretty sure that it's you, even though you had neuropathy. How much trouble will that new clerk be giving Mark because they don't even know any better and Mark has to deal with that? This is the type of thing that Republicans seem to want to enabled to happen across the state.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's the way that that would go down, because regardless of the poll worker being Republican or Democrat, there's no way to know when Mark walks into that voting booth and he has all of those documents, like he said, to prove, hey, I have neuropathy. This is why my signature looks slightly different, but I am who I say I am. Regardless of the political affiliation of the individual sitting in that chair, I don't think, Brian, on a case-by-case basis, that more Republican poll workers are necessarily going to turn people away like that. Like, I get it. It's okay, it's a call to arms that the Clayfish campaign is clinging to, because they do. Those things are said to gin up their base and to get people more fired up about these things. But in practice, I don't think that that's actually... Like, what are you talking about? A poll worker turning somebody away when they come to them like that? Like, I don't know.
I don't, because that's the thing, I don't know either. She's calling for more people to go and get involved. What are you implying?
Yeah. Yeah. No, and that she wants more thugs out there, or whatever she referred to them as. I forget the exact terminology. It was rebel rousers or something that she said to get out there. And so
she'll change it back.
Well, no, she's gonna wash herself off with steel wool after she gets elected. If she gets elected. That's a good
way to image yourself getting elected.
Yeah.
Enough knowing that I'll have to go and scrub myself with steel wool. Speaking of which, dirty politics things, there's a thing on the table to go and possibly overturn Roe v. Wade, right? And our Attorney General Josh Call has just said, if it gets overturned and we revert back to the 1868 law against it,
something like that, 1800s. Like,
someone said, I thought it was like recent, like in the at least 1900s, but someone referenced the fact that it was like the 1800s.
No, Wisconsin back in the 1800s was one of the first states to outlaw abortion, I believe. And so this is a old law that is on the books. But if Roe v. Wade gets overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, it is what individuals refer to as a trigger law. It would automatically, that law being on the books, would effectively outlaw abortion in Wisconsin. But, as you said, Attorney General Josh Call has got an update on what he plans to do in charge of the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
Yeah, he's not going to pursue any cases. He's basically going to treat it like we treat marijuana in the state. Basically, it's illegal. Yeah, you can't smoke it. But as long as you're really not, you know, we're not going to go into anything. As long as you're not running like some sort of, you know, freaking super abortion ring illegally, I would assume they're not going to do anything with it. And Josh Call is basically saying, we're not going to pursue this. Now, while I agree with his stance on things, and good for you, Josh Call, this, you brought up this question, and I want to get into this, especially in the next segment. How does our country work? Because, like,
that's not effectively what my question was. I want to throw it out there.
It begs the question for me, that how does our, because if Attorney General in one state can just say, well, we're just not going to do this, even though the way, what happens when another one comes in? And there's, what shouldn't laws universally apply?
Right.
Isn't that what a law is?
That was my whole point. It was like, effectively, like, I do not disagree with what Call is saying in this regard. He's saying he's not going to investigate or enforce abortion laws in the state of Wisconsin if Roe v. Wade gets overturned. And what are we doing here then? Because I agree with that sentiment, but at the same time, the undermining of the rule of law, and this is what happens, though, when Republicans who have been in charge sit on things and don't actually represent the people in the state. Yeah. They choose who they represent with the maps that they're putting forward and the gerrymandered maps that we have, and then things get so bad that we've got the U.S. Supreme Court overturning like 70 or 40, it's a huge number of precedent years since Roe v. Wade was determined. 1973, I don't do math on the radio, so I don't know those numbers off the top of my head. Yeah, way over 40. But so we've got more of this segment coming up as well as your calls. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. It's a windy day here, but I don't know if we're going to get any winds of change, Brian.
Our world is a beautiful place, and we do need to take care of it.